Good morning. You're listening to Family Radio. I'm Kimberly Perrazzo. I'm your host for today's show. I'm also executive editor for OC Family and Inland Empire Family Magazines. And we're happy to say that the combined readership for those two titles here in Southern California is a little more than 300,000. We're published by CHIRM Media, and CHIRM Media is based in Newport Beach, California, and that is where we are broadcasting from today on this, what is, I'm told, going to be a hot and windy day. I'm always concerned about fires out here. Right here in Orange County, we're doing just fine, though. CHIRM Media also publishes three other titles. We publish OC Metro Magazine, which is a business lifestyle publication. We publish OC Menus, which is a quarterly dining guide, and that's a great magazine for deciding where you're going to go for that business lunch or dinner. And we also publish Southland Golf Magazine, which is the leading regional golf magazine here in Southern California. All of our magazines, of course, as you would guess, have their own websites. And specific to our conversation today for our family brands, you can find more about us by going to ocfamily.com or inlandempirefamily.com to learn a little more about us. Now, today we're talking about the very important subject of how to find the right nanny. Clearly, with the economy as it is today, more mothers are being forced out of the home and back to work, and probably the biggest concern when that happens is daycare. Who's going to care for the children? And it's a huge decision to make, whether or not you've, you know, toyed with the idea of having someone in your home or going to a family daycare center or going to a commercial daycare. All of that is just an enormous decision. But when you narrow it down and decide you want to hire a nanny, the work doesn't stop there. It really does begin. So we've invited two experts today on the subject. First, we're going to speak with Candy Wingate, who is president of Nannies for Hire, which is a nationwide nanny service. It's been around, it looks like, for about 12 years here, since 1987. Excuse me, much more than that, and featured on the Dr. Phil Show. And her advice can be found in the book 100 Tips for Nannies and Families. Now, after we speak with Candy, we also have another guest on our show today, Rocio Catano, president of a local nanny service in Orange County called OC Nannies, and she's going to speak from a more local perspective and what a full-service agency can offer you. Now, we certainly invite you to call in with your questions wherever you are in the country today. It's the wonderful thing about Internet radio. Our voice can be heard around the globe by anyone who has a computer and is tuning in. And our podcasts are continually downloaded off of our two websites. We've had over 15,000 downloads in the last several months, and we're very happy with that. And you can download those after you listen to the show if you'd like to pass it on to a friend. So we invite you to call in with your questions at area code 347-215-6901. We're also tweeting about our conversation today on twitter.com/OCFamily. Now, with all of that said, I'd like to welcome Candy to join us here this morning. Candy, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we're happy to have you with us to lead this all-important discussion. How did you get into the nanny business?
Oh, actually, my experience goes way, way back. I would say that I was a nanny years ago for a family that had five children. They had a 3, a 5, a 7-year-old, and newborn twins. So that's actually where my started, and then from there I actually worked in a nanny agency, a full-service nanny agency, and purchased that agency from a lady who wanted to get out of the business, and from there we actually started nanniesforhire.com, as well as I also have careforhire.com.
Which I assume is for senior citizens.
You know, careforhire.com, actually on there you can actually get babysitters, housekeepers, tutors, elderly care, companion care, you know, miscellaneous help, pet sitters.
So wow.
You can get all the extras that you need for that extra helping hand in your home.
Okay. Full service. A full range of service providers.
Exactly.
So you got quite an initiation, age 3, 5, 7, and newborn twins. That must have been really quite a handful.
Yes, and I was definitely much younger then as well, and so it was a great experience, and I knew that was something that I kept on venturing with different aspects of the nanny industry.
Well, it's nice to have that experience under your belt as you deal with parents who are trying to make that all-important decision. So talk to me about the process of finding a nanny. What are the three most important things parents need to be aware of as they embark on this process?
I think there's several different things that families need to think about when they're thinking about actually hiring a nanny. I think first families need to think, okay, what am I looking for in a nanny? Am I looking for somebody full-time? Am I looking for somebody part-time? Am I looking for somebody just like short-term or temporary? Am I looking for someone to live in my home? So am I wanting a live-in nanny? Or am I wanting a live-out nanny? And that's a nanny who will just come during the certain hours that you have agreed upon. And then also what will be her responsibilities will be while she's employed by you. Mm-hmm. Besides child care, nannies can also help you out with, you know, light housekeeping, grocery shopping, errands, carpool, laundry, transporting those children back and forth to activities. So when it narrows it down, practically anything that has to do with your children, a nanny can actually do for you.
Okay. What's more common, live-in or live-out nannies?
Definitely the live-out nannies. That's the nanny who does not live with the family, but that mm-hmm. is a nanny who will just come and go during the specific hours that her and the family have worked out that she will actually work.
Okay, and for a mother who is returning to work after a maternity leave and she's got her firstborn and she's making this decision, is a nanny the best scenario for a child that you might feel a little extra protective over and perhaps don't want to get, you know, into the daycare environment with germs and all of that? Is that really the best scenario for a baby?
Definitely the best for a baby. You know, they're not going to get amped as sick. I mean, there'll be many physicians as well that will say, you know, for those first couple years, at least leave your kids at home, especially with all this flu going around. A nanny is a great place for those young children to be as well.
And I understand you were involved in some capacity with the John and Kate scenario, and John and Kate plus eight, thanks to Dr. Phil. They had eight children to care for, and you brought a nanny into their home. Is that correct?
Yes, actually, we actually did an episode with John and Kate Goslin through TLC, and we went on the show and helped Kate actually find nannies for her children. I know that there's been a lot of controversy going on recently with the Goslin family and their nannies. That is not the nanny that we placed in their home.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, we actually have worked with the Goslins. And at that time, Kate, she was so unsure of what she wanted. She knew she needed help in the home. This was several years ago. So the kids were younger at that time, but she didn't want a full-time nanny. So at that time, what we did is we actually went and helped her find a part-time nanny to give her a little extra room, to either have somebody in the home with her hands-on or gave her that time to run to the grocery store, actually do a few other things that she needed to get done as well.
Hmm. Okay. The whole nanny cam issue about videotaping your nanny when she doesn't really know that you're doing so, and I know that there are legal ways to do it, that are in the work area, not in her private quarters, that sort of thing. How do you feel about that?
I guess I feel that there's really nothing wrong with utilizing the nanny cam. You know, a lot of families will be very, very upfront with their nannies and say, hey, I actually use a nanny cam in my home. You, of course, need to place it, you know, in the living room or in the kitchen or different areas of the home. I think communication is such a key part of actually having a nanny. I believe that you should just be honest with someone and say, hey, I have a nanny cam in my home. What happens in my home, I need to make sure that I have control of as well. And so I think just be upfront with the nannies and say, hey, this is what I do. Nothing against you that I'm hiring. I do it for everybody that I hire. I want to see throughout the day of what is actually going on.
Mm-hmm. Do many of your clients use them? Do you offer that service to your clients?
You know, it's not actually a service that we do offer. And I'm not sure if, you know, a lot of our families use them or not.
Mm-hmm. Would you use one for your nanny?
Yes, if it came to a situation that I felt like I needed that in my home, I would be upfront with my nanny and I would say, here's a situation. We have had these in our home. We're going to continue to have them. And then maybe on a weekly or monthly basis, we're going to sit down. And if I have questions of what happened, we'll sit down together and view it and discuss how we can either handle things differently
mm-hmm.
or we're going to use it as a learning tool as well.
Okay. For a live-out nanny, a live-out full-time nanny that does some light housekeeping, is there, I know it varies by region and state and all of that, but what's, is there an average weekly salary that one can expect to pay?
It varies on so many different things when you're talking about the salary of a nanny. It's going to depend on what the nanny's past child care experience is, mm-hmm. how many children she's going to be caring for, what the responsibilities or her duties will be as well, let alone of where she's going to be working, the location of that area as well. You know, is it in a small town? Is it in a big city? Where is it actually located? So it does really vary on so many different aspects, let alone how many hours is she going to be working on top of that as well. So I think it depends on so many different things that you have to look at. What you can do, and how we work here at nanniesforhire.com, you can actually put a range in of what you're looking to pay.
Mm-hmm.
And then the nannies also put a range in of what they're looking based on their experience. But also remember is that nannies are willing to negotiate that out as well.
Okay.
I like families to go ahead and start on a level that everybody is comfortable with. And then our recommendation here would be go ahead and give her pay raises
mm-hmm.
for good performance and if everything is going well.
Okay. Well, let me throw this scenario out at you. If you had a newborn baby, so it'll be one newborn, and you needed somebody 40 hours a week and there was no housekeeping involved, you just really wanted that person to focus on your child, and that person spoke English, had a car, and was, you know, educated, are you looking at $250 a week? Are you looking at $400 a week? What on average would you say, budget-wise?
It's going to definitely vary of where the family is located, but I can kind of give you a ballpark. I mean, there's
mm-hmm.
nannies out there making $10 an hour. There's nannies making out there $20-plus an hour.
Mm-hmm.
That's just kind of a range.
Okay, so $10 on the low end per hour, 20 maybe on average to high?
And if somebody definitely has less experience, you know, she's younger, she doesn't have a lot of experience, she might even go a little less than that, depending on, of course, where you're located as well.
Right, right. Okay. What kind of questions in that first interview should a parent, and again, I go back to the scenario because we have a lot of new moms trying to pick the right nanny. What do you ask in an interview situation of that nanny?
There are several different things that I would pinpoint on when you're actually interviewing a nanny. I would find out what kind of past child care experience does she have. Does she have experience in the age group of your child?
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely ask her for references that include past childcare references as well, whether she's worked in a daycare, she's been a past nanny, she's done babysitting jobs, whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
I would highly recommend that you definitely run the background checks on your nannies as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, run the driving record. You know, so especially if you're going to be driving your children around, run those criminal records, the Social Security checks as well.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of families love it if their nannies are CPR trained, and in most cases, nannies are CPR trained, but if she is not, that is, you know, very easy for them to do, and they can actually get that done right before they actually start with a family as well.
Okay. Now, we're approaching the holidays. I know we're upon Halloween here shortly and then into the holidays, and people are starting to budget for expenses during the holidays. What's the norm as far as bonuses or gifts for nannies during the holidays?
We have seen all different ranges. We have seen it where if a family has a live-in nanny, they will provide her with flight tickets to go back home.
Mm-hmm.
We have seen it where families will definitely just do a spa days for nannies or actually give them a day off with pay.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of families that will go in then and just give their nanny bonuses, just cash bonuses as well.
Mm-hmm. Like so, a week's salary, that sort of thing?
Exactly, yep.
Mm-hmm.
We have known families to give their nannies, you know, paid trips. For example, maybe the family is going to be traveling. They'll send the nanny somewhere else on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's definitely a range. I mean, you want to know, gosh, how many hours does she work for you? How long has she been with your family? How long is she going to stay with your family?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, definitely acknowledge her and do something special for her.
Okay, terrific. Well, we've been talking with Candy Wingate with Nannies for Hire, and if you'd like more information, you can go to nanniesforhire.com, and that's the numeral 4, nannies 4Hire.com. Candy, thanks so much. We appreciate you being with us. And next we will be talking with Rocio Catano, who is president of a local nanny service here in Orange County called OC Nannies. Welcome, Rocio, and thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, Kimberly. How are you? Good morning.
Terrific. Where are you located? What city?
We're actually in Newport Beach. We're in Fashion Island, very close to Fashion Island, off San Miguel and Avocado.
Okay.
And we have been out here for actually about 18 years in the same location.
18 years in the same location. Well, that's something
around,
to be said.
Yeah, long time, 26 years actually in business, but 18 in this office building, so long time.
Okay. Well, and how did you get started in this business some 18 years ago?
Well, I got started actually back in 1983 with my sister. We decided, you know, there was a need for an nanny agency out here. We come from a large family, and we grew up, our parents having to work, you know, two jobs and working very hard, and we always had a nanny helping my mom and my dad to care for us. So, and we grew very, you know, fond of these women, and we had a wonderful relationship with these ladies, and we saw a need for it in Orange County. So back in 1983, my sister and I decided to open up our agency, which we called Newport Domestic Agency.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still known as Newport Domestic Agency, but it's also a corporation under the name of OC Nannies.
I see.
So that's how we got started.
Okay, so it's sort of in your blood.
Yes, I guess it is.
Well, here in Newport Beach, California, who are the majority of your clients? Are they working parents? Are they single parents? You know, what's the norm as far as your clientele goes?
You know what? Actually, our clients come from all different walks of life. We have clients that are nurses, police officers, teachers. We have clients that are, you know, a little bit famous or quite famous as well. But they're just average people. The majority of our clients are just average working parents that are very concerned about the care for their children, and they're looking for, you know, a nanny, someone they can trust, they can give their children all the love and attention and the care that they need. And and so I would say the majority of the clients are middle-income families that we have here in Orange County that, unfortunately, because of the economy and everything, many moms have had to go back to work. So it's a big concern to them who they're going to leave their children with.
Well, you're a full-service agency as opposed to Nannies for Hire, which is a subscription database where you can go in and search for your nanny, and then the parent is charged with doing, you know, the bulk of the screening. So what services do you offer as a full-service agency, and what can a parent expect to pay for those services?
Okay. Well, yes. You know, I first of all, I want to say I'm a mom. I have two grown children, and I have three grandchildren. And I also got into this business because of the love I have for children. And so basically when a parent calls our agency and they call and they're, you know, especially new moms having their first baby, they're very afraid to leave their baby with a stranger. They come to us and they want to know how we work and how we can help them. Basically, every one of our applicants comes into our office and we meet them face to face. Most of the candidates that I introduce to my clients, I have known personally and have placed them for the last 26 years. It's not unusual that we place nannies in a job, the children grow up, and then they come back to us when the children, you know, are grown and they're no longer needed. I had a nanny in here the other day that worked for a family for 16 years, and I had not seen her in 16 years. And when she came in, she told me, I've been with the same family where you placed me 16 years ago. So I was really, you know, proud of her. She deserves an award or something. I was so proud. So anyway, so they come to us and they tell us, you know, about their baby and their concerns. And, you know, we find out a little bit, you know, as much as we can actually about what their needs are and what they're looking for in a person. And we listen to their needs very carefully because we really want to match up the right person to that job. Because we have 26 years of experience and we know our nannies very well and we know most of them personally, it's not as difficult for us to match up the right person to the right situation. If a client has a newborn baby, we obviously want to introduce to that client a nanny that has many years of experience with infants. And if the children are a little bit older, toddlers, then we match them up with nannies that have experience with toddlers. We do not accept any applicants that don't have excellent references. We check every single reference immediately when we meet the nanny. While they're sitting in our office, we start calling all the references. That way, right away, we know who we're going to help and who we're not going to help. Mm-hmm. We follow up with a nationwide background check. We fingerprint our nannies, and they are CPR certified, and they're also TB tested. And that's very important because in Orange County, Newport Beach, you know, all of really Southern California, the majority of the nannies are Hispanic, although we work with American nannies. We have a wonderful American nannies, European nannies, Asian. We don't discriminate. As long as they have excellent references, we want to help people. But it's a fact that because we are in California, the majority of the nannies are Latin. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we want to make sure that they're healthy and that they have all the, you know, certifications. We make sure they're legal residents of this country. Mm-hmm. We check all of their IDs, and we make copies, and we verify the information. The background check that we do checks for Social Security verification, sex offenders. I mean, they even check, you know, driving records, and they find out even if they have a demeanor. You know, everything is checked very thoroughly.
Is that through the Trustline organization?
Trustline is actually a law, a state law here in California, that anybody that is a nanny has to be Trustline registered. Many people don't even know Trustline exists.
Right.
So so we have the forms here in our office. We have the ladies fill out the forms, and they get registered. And that's very important. Aside from the check that we do, which is nationwide, that's basically a law that has to be, you know, in effect, that has to be done.
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely. And so, I mean, what better than the government? Because I think their fingerprints go through the FBI.
Exactly.
And so, my goodness, they're definitely going to check every little thing they have to know about these ladies. And
okay,
also,
Go ahead. You want to add another?
Well, I was just going to say, you know, the references speak for themselves. You know, nannies that we place have been working for families anywhere between 2 to 5, 10 years in each job.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have any long-term references. And we provide this information to our clients. So even though we check every reference, they can call the parents of these families where these nannies have worked and talk directly with those families and find out more about the nanny they're going to hire.
Okay. Now, here in Orange County, what would someone expect to pay for a live-out full-time nanny who's caring for an infant with no other duties with it?
Yes. There are different rates, and I will give you 3 examples. A person that is fluent in English, they have anywhere between 5 to 10 years experience working full-time live-out, normally earns around $600 a week. Some of them might earn a little bit more. I mean, we do have nannies that have college degrees that might earn $700-$800 a week. But we also have nannies with broken English. If the clients don't mind someone that actually understands English very well and has very good communication skills, but it's not what I would consider fluent,
mm-hmm.
Then their salary is lower. It's more in the range of $450-$400 per week.
Okay.
So that's more or less the range.
And what would a parent expect to pay if they went through your service for your services to find a nanny for them?
What we charge our clients is a month's salary. So depending on what salary they negotiate with a nanny, an amount equal to the monthly salary or 100% of the monthly salary is the fee. We offer a 6-month guarantee, which basically is there in case the client decides the person that they hired is not the right person. It's very rare that this happens because our clients are, you know, introduced to our top-notch nannies in Orange County, and they'll interview 5, 10 people or as many as they like. But we've already gone through 100 or 200 nannies to find this handful of wonderful nannies, so they're not wasting any time. And a lot of our clients many times have told me, my gosh, you know, I didn't expect to find more than one person I was going to fall in love with.
Mm-hmm.
Because every one of our nannies meets their criteria and it meets their requirements, and we do the matching up. And we basically, you know, we do all the work for the clients. All they have to do is give us a call, explain what they want, and we basically hold them by the hand, roll out the red carpet, and we will introduce to them the cream of the crop of Orange County, you know, and they don't have to go through hundreds of applicants to find what they want.
Okay. This is an excellent orientation to what your services are. Now, I know there are a lot of nanny agencies out there, and I know you're not here to speak for your competitors, but how does a parent decide between one agency and another?
Well, you know, most of our clients are referred to us, so we're very lucky because we have been around for over 25 years, almost 26 years this October. So I get referred a lot by, you know, previous clients that have used me and are very satisfied with our service. But I think it's really important for clients when they are interviewing agents and they want to decide on which agency to go through to find out what their screening process is. I think that's really important because even though we know our nannies personally, we know them for many years, and we can definitely recommend them hands down, it always is important to find out, you know, what kind of background check they're doing with the nannies. Are they, you know, checking references? Are they making sure that these nannies are people they can trust? Mm-hmm. And so all of this is extremely important. And, you know, how much experience the agency has, how long have they been in business? Because especially in this economy, it's really sad that I have seen many of my, you know, other agencies here in Orange County, you know, close down. And it's unfortunate. And thank God that I've been around for as long as I have, and I have an excellent reputation, that I'm here, I'm doing well, you know, we're busy. And so, you know, really finding out if this agency, ask for references on the agency. You know, ask to the agency to give you references of families that they have been working with the agency for several years. I think that's a good way to go about it.
Okay. Rocio, thank you for being with us today. These are all very important questions, and I'm confident that this will be one of our most listened to shows as parents use this information to make that important decision. So if you are listening now live, or if you're downloading the podcast in the future, you can go to ocnannies.com. That's plural, N-A-N-N-I-E-S, ocnannies.com. And you can find out more about the agency here in Newport Beach. And you said celebrities, and I'm going through my mind trying to think, did she hire Kobe Bryant's nanny? But I guess you have to keep all that confidential.
I have
right?
to be very, yeah, I'm, yeah, I have to keep very confidential on clients.
Sure. Well, I can respect that. I can absolutely respect that.
Thank you so much, Kimberly, for your time.
Sure. Well, everyone listening, again, you can go to ocfamily.com or InlandEmpireFamily.com, and you can easily click on radio and then on demand, and you're able to download this podcast to listen to again or to send to a friend. Thank you very much for listening, and we invite you to tune in every Wednesday at 10:30 for Family Radio. We'll talk next week.